Oh, it's been a while since we got in the hot tub.
Rough house time.
No, not rough house time. Mommy and Daddy, hot tub time. Here we go now.
I meant to tan today.
You did.
And I didn't get a chance.
So sad.
I'm tanning tomorrow.
You know, I kind of wanted to get back in there as well. You look white as the driven snow. Wow, it's hot.
I love every snow. It's not. Cow. It's no different than normal. It's no different.
Yeah. Wow. It burned me.
Huh.
Whew. Your hair looks pretty.
Do you like it dark? Do you like it?
I don't think that's dark. You have a ton of really pretty highlights.
Well, I have the highlights that probably were there, but we made most of it dark again.
Okay.
You don't think it's... Okay, get the photo.
It is a little bit... It's darker, for sure.
Let me compare.
No, that's not.
No, I'm going to, just so you can see it.
Nah, that's boring.
Doesn't matter if it's boring.
Baby, I know what it looked like. It was pretty bleached. Now it's a lot darker, but with still a lot of highlights, so...
Here. Just because I already pulled it up.
Yeah.
Do you like this better or that?
It looks good. Looks really good. But that is an Instagram photo with a filter on it.
Okay, here's no filter.
I know what it looked like.
I thought you wanted it darker.
Yeah, I just thought you were going straight brunette.
Anyway.
It looks good. I'm glad for you. I don't like that garbage in our yard. You see that? Boy, we got a lot of cleaning up to do. That's the thing about this time of year. You know, it's like at least the snow, when you have a nice little fresh layer of snow, everything looks so pretty and clean and fresh and white. When it goes, it just looks dirty and dingy and grimy and...
Lucy, stop eating sticks. We're going to deal with the stick issue again with this dog.
Mm-hmm.
She's eating them. She's going to be pooping sticks.
Lucy, quit it. Hey. Stop.
One nice thing, though, about the snow being off the deck is...
What?
Yes, I did. Yeah.
That's pretty burly.
I'm going to take a bath and shave.
Before we watch our movie?
Yes.
Okay. Well, then I guess I'll finish editing my video.
Yeah, that's pretty wow. So, that's so weird. Maybe I just missed that. I'm never like this because I usually maintain everything pretty well.
So anyway, I am very happy with the way the video is coming out of our trip to New York. Some of the most cinematic shots I've ever gotten.
And you will get paid nothing.
But yeah, that's paid nothing, but it feels good, and that's all the reward I need.
Good.
I'm trying to think back. I know I'm missing stuff, because...
You're missing a lot. I mean, we did a lot.
We did so much every day, so let's recap. So we left here about 7 a.m. last Saturday.
Yep.
We made it to Niagara Falls for lunch.
Yeah.
We had a really good pizza, like brick oven pizza lunch. Pretty good for Canadian pizza. Not bad. Then we got on the Skywheel.
And I did not have an anxiety attack.
No, you only got mildly violent. But you reined it in, which is good.
I did not get violent. You pushed my buttons on purpose.
But we were able to see both sides of the falls from there, which was pretty cool. And the kids seemed to have a good time. Then we got back in the car. We drove. We got some dinner in a weird little town.
Mexican cantina.
Pretty good. Rough, yeah. Dingy. But that's how you kind of want your Mexican restaurants.
But very popular. We say dingy, yeah. But extremely
well,
popular.
Well, I mean the kind of place where you're not sure the plumbing works. You're not sure if things are clean.
We first stopped at a fish fry house.
which I bet you was good. That place was packed.
You decided, though, it wasn't our kind of thing. It's not our kind of thing. I guess it's because it didn't have a certain...
No, they did.
Oh, you asked. Okay.
No, they had it. They didn't have anything for you. Okay. And I just couldn't see our kids eating there. So anyway, we did that. Then we drove about another hour. We got a hotel room for the night. I can't remember if it was called Morristown.
Actually, about another 2 hours, because I was very adamant on wanting to be able to be as close to the city as possible.
I can't remember if it was in New Jersey or Pennsylvania.
I don't remember.
We were about an hour outside the city. So anyway, we got a hotel room.
Great hotel.
Pretty good, yeah. So we got up. I last minute called an audible, decided not to take the train into the city, but instead to drive into Staten Island.
Which was the best thing we could have done.
Absolutely, because we got to come into the city. We got to scratch two things off our list, visiting Staten Island and riding the Staten Island Ferry.
And cheap parking.
Cheap parking, $8 a day. We unlimited $8 a day parking, which was great. Just a few blocks, about a $10 Uber ride from the ferry. We took the ferry. The ferry is awesome. It's comfortable. It only takes 25 minutes to get to the city.
I actually loved the ferry.
It takes you very close to the Statue of Liberty. And so what an amazing way to come into the city. So we come into the city. It's early morning. It's probably 9 or 10 a.m., I would think.
It was early, about 9, yeah.
And we walk all the way to our hotel.
Yeah, which was beautiful.
In the financial district, great views of like One World Trade Center, stuff like that. We saw all that.
She peed right there.
Yeah, she does that. Bad girl. Bad Lucy. So, this is where I'm not exactly sure what all we did our first day.
We dropped our bags off, and then we were hungry. We went to that awesome restaurant.
Francis Tavern.
Yeah, we found Francis Tavern. It was the first thing we did, which I don't know if we got any footage of that.
No, I did take some photos, but no footage. We went to the oldest building in Manhattan, Francis Tavern, where George Washington hosted a dinner for all his generals at the end of the Revolutionary War to sort of say farewell to them all before he went back to Mount Vernon. So super, super historic. We did that. Oh, I know what we did.
What?
So we had lunch there. Then we went over to the bus, hop on, hop off bus at Battery Park. And that took a little while, but it was fun. It was a nice day.
Actually, it was great for Noble. He got some of his energy out.
We got on the bus. It was a Sunday, so there was no live tour guide, which kind of stunk. But we took the bus all the way up to, what, Times Square?
Yeah, I think so, because...
And we got off, and we went to B&H Video, didn't we?
That might be the first, because we needed a battery.
We went to B&H Photo and Video. I needed batteries for my GoPro. And that place
was cool.
Was unreal. It was intimidating.
I actually really liked it. If I didn't have the small kid
I might go again another time and maybe see if they do like classes sometimes or something.
It was great.
Try to learn something, because there were so many great photographers there. There were YouTubers there. There were.
You could tell there was legit filmmakers, content creators. It was great.
Anyway, we got what we needed. We walked to Madison Square Garden, Penn Station.
Yeah.
Had a little snack and a little drink there right at Madison Square Garden. The Knicks crowd was getting out.
Oh, that's right.
We missed the Knicks game.
It was mayhem.
We missed the Knicks game, so we didn't bother trying to do that. Then we
might have went back to our room.
We caught a car.
Because we went to our room at some point, because then we found another Mexican place as where we ate dinner the first night. Because that girl was having her birthday party.
Oh, yeah. That was the first night?
I think that was the first night. Yeah, that was the first dinner.
Huh.
Pretty sure. Because then the following day,
we got up. We went right to World Trade Center. We were going to go to the museum, 9/11 museum, but the line was long. We weren't really feeling it. So instead, we went over and we went up to the top of One World Trade Center.
Which was great, as which always. Which was awesome, we were there as for a always. Long time.
Yeah, we spent some time there. Then we come down probably about lunchtime.
Yeah, we found
did
somewhere
we decide
to
go to the village for to do some shopping that day? Was that
it
the
might
same
be
day?
The same day. Oh, so hard to know. Like, everything just so... We should have probably written this down.
Well, I sort of did my journal, but... So, yeah. So we...
Let me look, because I met somebody the day we went to the village. I met my favorite actor. Let me see what day that was. Hold on a second.
Because I'm guessing it was Monday.
We'll get to who I met.
So we go over to the village. I think that we are going to do some, you know, thrift store shopping and whatnot. We did a little bit, but...
wasn't really...
Yeah, I had a bad phone call with a client sort of screwing me around, so... I was sort of over it. We went to a couple weird places. One was a cupcake shop.
Okay, Monday was the was the village and the cupcake
you
shop.
You met
Gabriel Byrne,
an actor from your youth. Definitely was him. Definitely was
spoke
cool.
To him.
You congratulated him on all his success. We left.
That made my whole day.
We walked into a weird little shop that, like, their motto was pink as blank.
That was
pink
Tuesday.
As F. No, that was the village, right?
I don't know. That was possible lunch. Then did we go to Lombardo's for lunch?
Oh,
Monday,
yes.
Day?
So we went to Lombardi's.
Let's back this up.
We went to Lombardi's and had...
Tell him why we went to Lombardi's, though.
Coal-fired pizza. I don't remember why.
We were that pink place.
Oh, yeah.
We okay.
Oh, and then
so,
we sort of stumbled on Lombardi's, didn't we?
Yeah. So we were hungry, and we were looking for one Russ Freeman. We were looking for a restaurant named Freeman's, something like that. Oh, let me back this up. We also played at the park that day. We played at many parks. Oh, you just got my hair wet. Anyway, sorry. We tried to find a restaurant named Freeman's. We couldn't find it, so we ended up Googled restaurants. We went to a restaurant called Pink, but their motto, can I say their motto?
Yeah, it was pink as F blank.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It was terrible. And
it was
they
had Hillary Clinton doll in there. So I knew right off the bat, really.
We weren't
place.
Welcome there as a family, as like a, you know, just a normal American family. You could tell they were sort of, they hated our guts. So we left. I did some quick searching around and found Lombardi's, which
the waitress told me Lombardi's, actually. She suggested it. She said, hey, if you're looking for really good Italian, you should go to Lombardi's.
Oh,
and
no
then
kidding.
You also were looking, and that was the place. So,
yeah, I mean, Lombardi's was like this
famous
coal oven, you know, New York pizza, one of the, like, you know, famous New York pizza places. We just got lucky and happened to get it recommended. We went there.
Really good.
It was excellent.
Loved
it was good.
Their white pizza, though.
I'd say it was the second best pizza I had on the trip.
I don't know.
Because I think
John's
Bleecker
pizza
Street
was the best.
Was
I forgot
very good.
We didn't get the little Cali's.
Anyway, then what did we do that evening? Oh,
Rangers.
We went to the Rangers. So we went back. So we went to Madison Square Garden for the New York Rangers game. Our seats were the second to last row up at the top, but they
great.
Were still good seats.
They were great seats.
Which means that is a good stadium. We had a great time there. No problems
no
at all. The kids were happy. We were happy. Everybody had
Nobody
a great
gave
time.
Us a hard time.
We jumped on the subway back.
Which the kids liked.
Yeah, we took the subway quite a bit. More than I thought we would. So it ended up costing me more than it probably should have.
But we also learned, though, our smallest child can go
free.
For free, which we didn't learn until almost the end of the trip.
So we got up Tuesday.
Museum.
Tuesday, we decided to go up to Central Park and go to the Natural History Museum. So we did that. When did we go to Hard Rock Cafe for dinner?
It might have been Monday night.
It was Monday night before. So we went back up to Times Square before the Rangers game. We ate at the Hard Rock Cafe. It was excellent food. Excellent food.
Actually,
really great.
Better than expected. I actually loved it there, but I also like Times Square, so, but it
was,
great food.
It was, you know, like $120, but we each had a couple of drinks.
But there was five of us.
And there was five of us, but the burger was outstanding. Everything there, including the service, was fantastic.
Yeah, great. So, one of the better meals, actually, yeah. I would say, on the trip. I would have went back there.
So after the Rangers game, back to the hotel. Then Tuesday, we get up and...
We went to Central Park.
Natural History Museum, Central Park. We spent at least 2.5 hours at the Natural History Museum. Could have spent more, but I get a little antsy.
Then lunch was...
John's... Joe's of Greenwich Village.
Yes.
Hey, cut it out. Joe's of Greenwich Village was like a pizza by the slice place that's supposed to be like one of the best slices of pizza.
Cranky. It was good. I was crabby, but it was good.
It may have been better than we thought it was, but you were kind of cranky, so we couldn't really tell. Anyway, we walk over to Washington Square Park.
That was fun.
Yeah. We walked Washington Square Park, our first drug deal in years.
Yep. But besides that, I love Washington Square Park.
There were families there,
kids. Kids played at the park. They had a great time.
The Arc de Triomphe.
If it was just me and you, I would have stayed. Like, I would have just sat there, you know, and listened to music.
I had a great time. I was filming the whole time. I shot a whole bunch of cool footage of Washington's Arch and the band and all that kind of stuff. Noble loved it. There were at least three parks there, like three playgrounds.
Which was great. And the kids all seemed happy. It's really funny to see a drug deal, though, at the front of it.
Yeah, like 15 feet
from your kid playing. But, you know.
Whatever.
Hey, and you know what? They didn't bother me, right?
So. No, and they were selling weed. Like, I don't think the cops even care anymore in New York about weed. But anyway, so we did that. And then we walked back... Maybe to the subway?
I think we might have taken a car. I don't know.
Was that...
No, it was a subway because that's when we learned that kids ride for free because I kept seeing all these little kids climbing under.
Yeah, so we took the subway back.
And that was fun.
This was Tuesday. What did we do Tuesday night? Was that the night of the bus tour or no?
Tuesday night.
It must have been because Wednesday our tour expired.
Yes, Tuesday night was the bus tour night because... That was great. The guy was awesome. We had
remember where we had dinner that night.
I do. It was at the...
Oh, it was after the tour. Yeah.
Because we wanted to go somewhere and we couldn't go because we were too late.
We came up. We ended up sort of rushing to find the place. It was like 7 blocks from where we thought we were supposed to get on the bus tour. We made it, though, in plenty of time. We sat right behind the tour guide. He was awesome.
From New York, born and raised.
Took us all the way down into Brooklyn and back. He told us about a ton of cool places. Excellent. Then when we were done, we went to this place called, like, Patrick's.
It was Patrick's. I really wanted an Irish pub.
Yeah. We wanted to go to Hurley's, but we ended up being, of course, 7 blocks from Hurley's.
And I was hungry. The kids were hungry. It was about 8 o'clock. And
so we just walked into this place. It was a newer, only like a month old restaurant in Times Square.
Great.
Their service staff was amazing.
Food was awesome. Food was amazing.
I haven't been more full or more sick to my stomach. I mean, I ate so much. I felt disgusting, but the food was awesome.
Food was great there.
So we
loved it.
Ended up taking the subway back to our hotel. Maybe had a couple of drinks that night at the hotel bar. We all sort of snacked a little bit, had some sodas and some drinks.
No, we did that the next night. Thursday night was more bar.
Then the next morning, Wednesday... Are we at Wednesday?
No, we're there. Yeah,
no,
we're at
Wednesday.
Oh, you're. Oh,
Wednesday,
this is the day you got
Wednesday, we
sad.
Went to the 9/11 memorial.
Yeah, but it's the day we count. Anyway, keep going.
It was a bummer of a day because we went to the 9/11 museum.
I loved personally.
It was well done, but it just was. Hey, cut it out. It just was sort of a bummer. We did that. That's probably the most money I've spent to feel sad. You know, it was $100 for us to go, and I could only stay about an hour. I just had to get out of there. It was really, really real and depressing. Just all those faces and names and,
yeah, and
just
I,
all those lives cut short for no
it's
reason.
It's really interesting how different we are, though, because that was sort of a... I thought that was a highlight of the trip. I've always wanted to go there, and it made it more real to me of what our country is. That's just me,
yeah,
though. We're
I just,
diff,
I didn't
want to
do
people.
It. So anyway, we left there. That was the day we...
got even more disappointed.
Well... We went shopping. We went up to Macy's.
Stop. We went to
lunch.
John's.
Oh, yes. We had John's of Bleecker Street. It was awesome pizza.
I liked that place.
Coal-fired oven, one of the, like, four remaining, coal-fired oven pizza places in New York. So we got to try that. It was excellent. I loved it. Got the T-shirt. We went to Macy's.
We had a great time.
Yeah, Macy's is such an awesome store. I could have spent a lot more time there, but we realized... that if we didn't get moving to Brooklyn, we would not get to Lucali's on time to get a table. So we get all the way to Lucali, and we do not get a table. It was very frustrating, very depressing. Really, it was the first time that you and I have ever failed to get a table at Lucali. So we kind of half-heartedly went down the street, and then I found another Italian place. It was expensive and not that great, and it's just sort of a bummer of a night. We went back. That's the night, I think, we went to the hotel bar and just sort of relaxed for a little bit, unwound.
That was actually
We decided
nice.
To stay an extra day. So we arranged all of that. Hey! And decided we would go to the Yankees opening day.
Told
of
my husband
season.
To pull the trigger and let's do it.
That decision ended up costing me over $1,000. I mean, it was $500 for the tickets, another $150 for the hotel room.
I'm sorry.
It was, I bought a jersey for $130. I bought
you
a sweatshirt and a blanket that was $50 or $60. Same for A. She got a hat and a sweatshirt. Jeremiah J got a vest for $60 or $70. I got a pullover thing for $60.
Noble got a dragon. Oh.
And oh gosh, I forgot all about that. Plus food and drink. I mean, it was easily $1,000 day. And it was really the only thing we did. We jumped on
my best to keep it a good day.
It was a good day. It was amazing. I can't remember the last time I was that happy or excited. We got on the train early. Well, we went up to Old Navy up in right by Macy's. Got you guys some hoodies. Then we got on the train. There was no rush, which was awesome. We weren't packed like sardines. We took the train all the way up there. We got in no problem. It was exciting. The weather was beautiful. We got in. We had plenty of time to look around at everything. We had good seats, really good seats up in the upper deck, but great view. And, we had good food while we were in there. We had, we bought a bunch of souvenirs. Everything was really great. It was a great game. The Yankees won several home run shots out of the park. And it was just a really good baseball day. Noble was kicking the seat of a guy in front of us. And that made, he said something about it, and that kind of put us on edge a little bit, but we got over that. You ended up moving behind us with him, and he was great. And then during the seventh inning stretch, when everybody stood up for God Bless America, which is not that's not that big of a deal, you stayed sitting with him so that you could sort of keep him calm and happy, because he was calm and happy. He wasn't kicking anymore. He was just nice and calm. And some idiot Yankees fan who thought he was standing up for America started heckling you about not standing up, taking off your hat for God Bless America, like it's the national anthem or something. And I didn't realize that was going on because I was in front of you. All of a sudden, you're yelling at this guy. So I turn around and tell him to keep his mouth shut. He says a couple more things. I go off on him. Again, he thinks he's like some hero, stand up for America. He says, like, go back to where you come from, as though, like, we're not American or he loves America more.
I don't think he knew I was with you at first, so.
No, and so I went ballistic on him and his buddy, and they did, I could see in their eyes, they felt like jerks. when I had explained that, like, hey, listen, you know, just because she's keeping our special needs son company and calm and all that, like, doesn't give you a right to, you know, be an a-hole. They shut up. I could tell they, especially the friend, felt like a real idiot. But the one guy who was heckling, he was a little, I think he was too drunk to, like, really back down. So I guess he flipped us off once we turned around. But they did shut up, at least to what I could hear, you know. But it soured the day. It kind of put a sour on the day. You left our seats, you know, with good reason. You didn't feel comfortable anymore. I wanted to kill the guy, so I couldn't really enjoy it anymore. I tried.
Well, and that's why I didn't even tell you what was going on. It had been going on for several minutes before, but I didn't say anything, so I didn't want to, like, I just was trying to ignore it, and it was getting worse and worse.
So we ended up just deciding, hey, you know what? We've had our fun. We made it till the middle of the 7th. We went, got on the train, had a smooth train ride back.
Yep.
Went to another really good restaurant. Remember the...
the burger big, bar.
Yeah, Burger Bill's Burger Bar
that
or something.
The burger was good.
It was a good restaurant. Lots of space.
That dinner helped. Because it was definitely...
We weren't crammed in anywhere. Nobody made us feel like jerks. The staff was good. The food was good. We were right around the corner from our hotel. And so we went back, got cleaned up, packed up, ready to go. Got up the next morning a little bit later than I thought we would, but not bad.
Yeah, I was the first one up. It's actually funny, the last day of the trip, got up an hour earlier than that every day.
I had hoped that we would be at our rental car by 8.
Me too, but we got
instead,
there by
9. Instead, it was like a little before 9.
But you know what?
8:45.
It's all right. We made it home yesterday. Like
we drove straight through. We did not...
proud of us.
Yeah, we didn't, you know, call it quits and get a hotel room or anything. The rental company did not charge us anything extra. Mm-hmm. We were able to drop it off this morning.
And we all got stomach sick.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we stopped in Pennsylvania
don't say the name of the
lunch,
place, in case.
At some really cool-looking... total dive bar, but, I mean, obviously, like, 100 years old, at least. Like, the main part of the bar was all made out of, like, hand-cut stone. I mean, it was just one of those really cool old... hill places, and a husband and wife had taken it over like a few years before. It was okay for a dive bar. It was all right, and they had a great menu, but it was a lot of fried foods. I think it just messed us up.
Our son got really sick, and my husband basically everyone.
None of us felt that good the rest of the day, but we made it home. Everybody was happy, healthy, loving each other. No worries.
Yeah, it was good. Great trip. The funny part, every time we go to New York, I know that halfway through the trip, I'm like, so when are we coming back?
I know it. I can't wait to go back.
We can't wait to go back with just being adults, though, without having to tote the kids and just if I want to sit.
I think we should get tickets for like 3 weeks from now, just like 2 days in the middle of a week. We fly in first thing in the morning. We have 2 full days. We fly out on the 3rd day. You know what I mean? $200 a piece to fly in. We'll stay at the Redford or the Orchard Street. You know what I mean? And we'll do some of the things. There's a few things on my list now that I didn't even know about.
And we're also going back this summer.
Oh, we're definitely going to go back this summer, but I think we should go back in April or May, just for like 2 days.
Around Mother's Day.
Yeah, just like 2 days, just to get away. Nobody will even have
to
know.
I don't want anybody to know, because we have haters.
We will put A in respite. The other two can go with the folks, or all three can, if they're up for it.
Well, the issue is if it's during school week.
We'll have them come over here and stay. It's
only
2 days.
No, what I'm saying is... sending Ada respite during the school week. I don't really want to do. I'd rather just...
Well, if mom will come and stay,
we'll worry about it.
We could easily... I mean, for like a grant, you and I could just go. Yeah. There's a lot of things on my list now. I want to go shopping in Brooklyn along Atlantic Avenue.
Yeah.
I want to go back to Lucali and actually get in because I can't leave it like that. So there's that. The Golden Unicorn?
Yes, that's where I would
like
to eat.
Is a Chinese place that is highly recommended, and I want to go there. I want to go...
You know, we've never actually hung out in Chinatown.
No.
I've
always been scared.
I'm still not, like, too keen on that one, but...
I want to go into the Woolworth lobby.
Yeah.
The Woolworth building and look around, even if they kick us out. I want to...
I really will pretend to not speak English then.
I want to go to the New York Public Library in the park outside.
Yes, I've been saying that forever.
What else?
Everything.
Oh, we want to go to... There's one last famous pizza place we have not been to. It's the one underneath the Brooklyn Bridge. It's called like Grimaldi's or Grimaldi's. Mm-hmm. And then there is a really romantic restaurant right under the Brooklyn Bridge.
Yeah, that we want to go to.
That we want to go to with a beautiful park. I want to get a reservation. Hey! Stop it.
Did you see her leap?
Yeah. Hey, cut it out.
And that's why we call her Leaping Lucy.
I want to get a reservation. And then us go for a walk in the park next door. Then have dinner. It'll be beautiful. Just beautiful. So, yeah, I can't wait to go back. So I think we should try to book a trip for 3 or 4 weeks from now. Just book it. Maybe see. We have some goals to see some of the other Major League Baseball stadiums this year. So I don't know. Maybe we ought to try to focus our trips elsewhere.
We just love that just city. We're going to go to that city. I mean, for sure in
probably July.
I want to go back before or even, I mean, I want to go back there, but even Boston. Like, I always talk about going there too. But I love New York.
A Cyclones game.
Yeah, we have a lot to do. We just need to look at tickets and see what's the best week. And we need to find out if we can have respite. So
we ought to get one of those searches set up
for
on
tickets.
Delta flights to New York, and
yep,
whenever they get down, you know, whenever they're under 200,
right, we get a ding
piece. We just, you know, yeah, we grab some.
I will say, I think that when we, I think in general that I know for me and you, we need time with each other because mm-hmm, we get too stressed out.
Yeah.
So, anyway, yeah, good trip.
And it was a great trip. We stayed in the financial district,
which I actually really liked.
Yeah. So we have stayed in Midtown, which was not my favorite. The Lower East Side, which is my favorite, and then we stayed in the financial district, which was okay,
but
not my favorite.
But let me ask you this though: I feel like, what side do we always end up on? What side of town do we always end up on?
The Lower East Side.
Okay.
Now, if we could stay in a room that size for that price, but it was just you and I, you know what I mean? Like for $150.
Why do we need that much space?
Well, we don't need that extra bed. But for us just not to feel cramped for once. I mean, so we stayed at a Holiday Inn, which
Express.
Is kind of funny. It's the first time we've stayed in like a name brand hotel in New York. But it was only $150 a night.
But it was great.
It was two double beds, not even queens.
But it was
the double
great.
Beds and a tiny bathroom, super small.
Liked, though, that we had that little restaurant.
Yeah, but I mean, so here's what kind of I was getting at. Could we get a room that size for that price? Just you and I? You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, you just request.
No, what I'd like is a room... Maybe with a king bed or a queen bed, maybe, but like a couch,
well,
an extra space,
you...
and then a nice big bathroom.
I don't know, dear.
Same footprint.
They
same
have
price.
Beds with king beds there.
Yeah, but we've done that before, and there's no room to get around.
No,
with.
But that's what I'm saying. Maybe it's New York.
I don't
New
need
York's
the king.
Tiny.
I don't need the king bed. I want the exact same size room that we just had for the same price, but instead of two double beds and a tiny little bathroom, how about a queen bed, a couch, and a good size bathroom.
I don't know. You'd have to look it up. Like,
yeah. If we could find that.
But we're never in there.
Well, but we are sometimes. And when we are, like in the morning, we're trying to work out.
Yeah.
All that kind of stuff.
I will say the last couple times we've gone, I've not.
If you could do your workouts.
I have not been able to work out. I worked out once this week. But in all fairness, I didn't gain any weight. And I also, I did walk a lot.
Yeah, we walked a lot.
But normally when we go, we either work out in our room or we run.
Yeah, and this time we just couldn't do really either. There was no room in the
room. There was no room in our room. No. I mean, none.
And it was a little too cold to work out. Plus, we had the kids and didn't have a way to take them with us. So I worked out one time in the hotel fitness center, which was fine. I had a good work. I could have done that every day, but just didn't.
Well, you could have, but not. Because every time I looked by, it was pretty. And that hotel, the workout room was tiny.
Yeah. Oh, and so then we get home today, and most of the ice is gone. I actually got my motorcycle out.
You did?
I did. Yep. I was able to get the motorcycle out. I cruised around the neighborhood.
You did that when I was gone?
Yeah. Yep.
Nope.
Oh, it was fine.
You are not allowed to leave.
Oh, it was fine.
No.
I checked on them. Then we cleaned up the yard.
Hold up.
Baby, it was like 4 or 5 minutes on the bike. But I got it out. I went around the neighborhood and back into the thing. Got them. We cleaned up the yard.
She's not allowed. Like, that's actually a rule.
No, I came in first. She was in her room. Everybody was fine. He was watching the office. Noble was in our room. So I got the bike all fired up.
I'm coming.
Oh, that was nice of him. Close it, buddy.
Then go.
Okay, close the door. So, anyway, I got the bike fired up. It's running. It sounds great. Just cruising around the neighborhood real quick. We cleaned up all the Christmas decorations finally. And this is going to be yet another episode where you leave mad.
Noble needs to use the bathroom, which means one thing. And I am a little irritated with you because you broke some main tools.
Oh, I did not.
Yeah, you did actually.
Oh,
there.
Yeah, there we go. It only took me 37 minutes to piss her off. How about that? Well, see you guys next week.